The British tabloids are calling it the country's deadliest local election. One candidate has been threatened by angry mobs. Another has been pelted with eggs and had her car tires slashed. It's all taking place in the parliamentary district or constituency in East London called Bethnal Green and Bow. NPR's Anthony Kuhn paid a visit.
Brick Lane has taken in waves of immigrants over the centuries. The narrow street, full of curry restaurants and funky nightclubs, is currently the heart of the Bangladeshi community, known here as Banglatown. Its working-class residents have supported the Labour Party for decades. The race to represent this area in Parliament pits the flamboyant Scotsman George Galloway against Labour Party incumbent Una King. Galloway's Respect Party is fielding 35 candidates across the country. He himself was kicked out of the Labour Party in 2003 for his sharp anti-war rhetoric and action. In 1999, Galloway drove a red double-decker London bus to Baghdad to protest United Nations sanctions on Iraq. In 1994, he met and praised Saddam Hussein.
Sir, I salute your courage, your strength, your indefatigability, and I want you to know that we are with you. Hatul Nasser, Hatul Nasser, Hatul Quds.
That's Arabic for until victory, until victory, until Jerusalem. Galloway later insisted that he was praising the Iraqi people, not Saddam. But Labour incumbent Una King has accused Galloway of supporting a dictator. In most of Britain, the Iraq War is low on voters' list of concerns. But that's not the case in the 41 parliamentary constituencies with significant Muslim minorities.
I personally feel that Tony Blair has betrayed the country by joining America in the war.
Merchant Munir Ahmed runs a leather goods store in Brick Lane.
All my friends, all my family, they live in this area and they always voted Labour. And now, because it's all changed. I mean, now that you walk out there, you see just a handful of people got Labour voters. Other than that, the community here, whole, is, I think, they're divided. But they are going to stick with George Galloway, the Respect Party.
Galloway has also capitalized on Muslim anger at Britain's anti-terror laws.
I say that the other side of the coin of making war against Muslims abroad is that you will make war against Muslims at home, and that's actually already happening in the sense that the so-called anti-terrorism measures that have been introduced, which are targeting Muslims virtually exclusively, in fact, to date, absolutely exclusively, are in themselves instruments of terror.
While Galloway says he's optimistic about beating his opponent, Una King, Labour's deep roots here won't be easy to break. Labour enjoys the support of established residents like Abdus Salik, a sweet shop owner and head of the Brick Lane Traders Association.
This Una King MP is our MP. She's young, she's very good. My experience about her, because she's very good, very helpful for the community. She's bringing lots of job, money from the government because she's very close to the Prime Minister.
Una King's mother is Jewish and her father is Preston King, a black American civil rights leader. Her loyalty to Tony Blair caused her to back the Iraq War against her constituents' wishes. She admits that this damaged local trust in her party.
I think you're right that trust is a very big problem. The intelligence information about the weapons of mass destruction was completely wrong, and I accept that. But there's also trust about who can run the economy. There's also trust about who's going to put money into education. And so Iraq, it's not the only issue.
Brick Lane residents say this is one of the most divisive elections they've seen. They expect Muslim voter turnout and political participation to reach new highs. Disaffected Labour voters could help smaller parties like Galloway's. They could also help the anti-war Liberal Democrat Party pick up parliamentary seats tomorrow. On the other hand, Labour also stands to benefit if the rise of the independents divides and weakens the opposition. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.